Every day I'm thinking about this. It's so crazy what we are passing by. It's so crazy because we have this normal life, but in the same time, super not normal things in this life. We have the sirens, we have the bomb shelters. It's so crazy how it's all these things come together.
Hallo und willkommen. Hamburg Arts, das ist ein Podcast mit Themen und Geschichten aus der Kunstwelt. Und ich bin Kai Detlefs, Journalist in Hamburg. Unser Thema: Fotografien aus der Ukraine im Foxy, Haus der Fotografie bei den Deichtorhallen. Der Titel The New Abnormal verweist auf das abnormale Leben zwischen Alltag und Bombenangriffen russischer Soldaten. Die Ausstellung ist eine Kooperation mit dem Odessa Photo Days Festival und deren künstlerischer Leiterin Katharina Ratschenko. Sie hat dieses Festival in Odessa vor rund 7 Jahren gegründet und das als Reaktion auf die Besetzung der Krim durch russisches Militär. Wegen der anhaltenden Kämpfe finden die Odessa Photo Days in diesem Jahr in Hamburg statt, initiiert von Kurator Ingo Taubhorn. Ich begrüße jetzt die künstlerische Leiterin Katharina Ratschenko. Das Interview haben wir auf Englisch geführt. Let me ask you this. You are from which city and what is the situation there like?
Well, I'm from Odessa originally. And unfortunately, I don't know what the situation now in Odessa, because the last time when I was there, it was the end of January. Then I actually traveled to Kyiv, and when the full escalation war starts, I was in Kyiv. From that moment, I had the chance, like during the 6 months, to be in the west part of Ukraine, in Lviv, and then I back home, back to Kyiv, but like I still didn't have the chance to back to Odessa. So like I know the situation only from the news and only from my friends, but like the situation, of course, is intense. Like it's clearly that Odessa is in the focus of Russia, and it's, of course, they will try like to get the city. It was clear from the 2014, and it's like the front line. It's really, really close to Odessa because Mykolaiv is the next city, the next big cities where the fights now going on. So the situation, of course, is like it's super tense right now there.
The title of this exhibition is The New Abnormal. I mean, what does this mean for people living there? I mean, what does this exactly mean, the new abnormal?
Well, actually, I'm thinking that like it's not possible to get used to the war. Of course, we're adapting. We're adapting for the new life, for this new sounds which is around us, for the new some habits for the daily life. We're adapting. We are trying like to add like other activities for our life, daily life. But honestly, it's like not possible like to really adapt to the war. It's like something which is like really has a huge pressure to the daily life. It's a really huge pressure to the psychological state, to the mental health. Like it's all these things connected. But talking about the exhibition, The New Abnormal, actually it was idea to try to show this new life in Ukraine, which is absolutely abnormal. Because like this is really like this searching for the balance between the fear and between the hope, between the daily life and between the bomb shelters, like during this daily life, between like meeting with the friends for the coffee or for the some drinks, but in the same time like to sending the information or like SMS to our friends who is on the front line and waiting the answers from them. So this is all about this balancing and how we are trying to balance our life nowadays. So this is topic, it shows from this different series of works, because it's also all the artists now has new abnormal life.
Well, how about these artists? I mean, how did you find them? How did you work with them together?
Well, I know most of the Ukrainian photographers, and it comes because like in 2015, I established a photo festival, and it is only one international photo festival in Ukraine. So because of this, of course, like we had a lot of activities for the photographers, a lot of events, and that's why I had the chance to meet these artists, to used to work with them. So I know most of Ukrainian photographers. And of course, like when the full escalation war starts, like my priority was like to support Ukrainian artists, to support photographers. And I started like to work first of all, like for the photographers who used to work on the front line. Then I started to work just like for the photographers who were in needs, but also like then it was the next step. It's like to work on these long-term projects as exhibitions. And so it was like not a problem to invite artists. I know them. It was just my like more question to work on the idea and on the really like on the topic of the exhibition to decide whom to invite, because of course we were limited by the space and we were limited by the numbers of works which we could show.
So what were your criteria, your approach when you're thinking about who's going to be invited? What's your approach?
Well, it's difficult to say about approach because like it's like all things together. It's about the feelings. Of course, it's about the quality of the works, what the artist is doing. It's about like what the story the artist would like to say. From one side, we wanted to avoid like just documentary photographers. From another side, we of course have a lot of series which is like based on the documentary storytelling. And like talking about this, of course, it's obvious because nowadays it's too early to reflect and to create the alternative like art objects or like really focusing on the like this art approach. So that's why it's like my main approach, it was documentary. But like definitely like we didn't have like the some kind of criteria. It was just like to see what the other doing, like to put things together, to see which artists will fit together, will work by the different approaches, because like it also was idea that like we will show the artists from the different Ukrainian cities, but also who is working on the different approaches on the film and this processing, the old processing of the pictures, or on the like creating the new narratives on the topic of the Tatars. So like we try to show it from the different perspectives.
Would you say that there's some, let's say, certain or special photography school of photography in the Ukraine, and just an attempt that it might be different from other schools in the world?
We don't have the school of photography. Like we have definitely Kharkiv school of photography, but this school is as a term of collective, and it was like established in 1970s, so long time ago, and it was a kind of visual revolution during the Soviet time. But that photographers, they have and like really like strong like power like influence on the young generation, but mostly on Kharkiv. In Kyiv, it's really based on the documentary storytelling, because Kyiv as a capital has a lot of events going on there. Main crucial events are in the capital. And in Lviv, for example, this is like more influences from Poland and like completely different visual language. So there's no the one school exists or one approach exists, not at all. Ukraine is big and like different influences like brings really, really like different topics and different visual narratives. But in the same time, what I really could say that like in Ukraine, the photographers, they're focusing on the social political topics. This is a lot. I can say much more than in Central Europe, for example. And this, of course, because we are living in this surrounding, we are growing in the surrounding of the changes of all our life. Like last 30 years, we have so many like different political changes and social changes. And of course, they have a huge influences on us, what we are doing and how we are reflecting and how we are reacting.
I found that there are some of these photographers are quite young. I mean, they're really young. How come? I mean, they look like students, but they are working, let's say, not on the front line, but they are working, with these topics, right?
But the age means nothing. Like when you're like now growing in a war situation, you reflect on it and you're doing like taking the camera and you're doing the same what you can do, and doesn't matter about your age. Like our the youngest artist, I think he's has 26. But for example, I'm working a lot with teenagers, and unfortunately teenagers on the age of 15 and 16, they're also documentary the war nowadays. Because like this is like no other choice. You're like living in this and you're reflecting on this. So like Ukrainians became older because of our experience.
Yes, okay. I do have one or two, let's say, photographers in mind that were just striking you. I mean, do you have your favorites in some respect?
To be honest, I'm never saying who is my favorites, and I don't like really like put someone that is better or not, because I think like the all artists like is super strong, and this is like the things how you put together and how you work with the photographers. So like, I will definitely will not say you one name.
But in how far are you satisfied with this collection and this exhibition? I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot to see, right? I mean, and how far are you satisfied with this collection?
Well, I'm absolutely satisfied because also like the because of the background how we did this exhibition. Like, it was a really fast decision. Ingo invited like and proposed like to do something in March, and then it was. Time when like it was absolutely not clear if we'll be able to do this exhibition, and then we met in July for the final actually talk and to decide like what we will show and how we'll show. So the time is super tense, but in the same time it was super smooth to work with Foxy. It was really nice and super comfortable by the understanding of the situation where I've been, and like that we really like wanted to do the same, and it helps a lot like to create this exhibition and like to really like have it like in the smooth way. I enjoy the process a lot, and really like I think that like we of course like had like different conversations about like which artist to show and in which way, but actually it's comes to that we had like we stand in the one ground, like we wanted to show this topic, we really like wanted like to show this artist, and now I'm absolutely satisfied by the result.
Well, and how was this cooperation with his Hamburg and Ingo and Foxy, how did it work, the
well,
whole thing?
Well, it works that like Ingo like, had the idea, and he like after my online conversation Zoom talk where I had the presentation of Ukrainian war photography, so like he just like had the idea, okay, let's try to do something in Hamburg, like, and it was like in March, so it's like was like, okay, let's try, why not, like it's nothing clear, like I didn't like had time to think about this actually because I was so busy by the situation in Ukraine and by everything what was in Ukraine. So, and then like when actually it was clear that like, okay, we could do this exhibition, for me it was important like to make the reflection on nowadays situation. And then as I'm still staying and I'm living in Ukraine, like in Ukraine every day I'm thinking about this. It's so crazy what we are passing by. It's so crazy because we have this normal life, but in the same time super not normal things in this life. We have the sirens, we have the bomb shelters. It's so crazy how it's all these things come together, and I'm thinking about this a lot because it's my experience as well. And then I thought, okay, this is probably could be the topic to talk. And we just like when we decided about like whom we'll show, like we collected the files from the artists. The old files were sent here to Hamburg, and the production was made in Hamburg. And then so it was easier to work in this way that like it was all the production was made here. And of course the team of Foxy is like brilliant. On the super short time they managed to do, and the really good promotion advertisement, but really like supported by the installation works and everything.
One question to this, or to the history of your photo festival, your Desert Days Photo Festival. I mean, it started in 2014, right? I mean, it's since years.
Yeah, like the idea of the festival was in 2014, and the first festival were established like in 2015, right? It's like it was the festival actually I decided to have it, to organize it because of the war. And now I could say 8 years of war, 8 years of the festival, because like it was my personal reflection that like we had so much manipulation in the media through the photography. And then like I believe that information in one is most important things for us, for our future. Like we have to learn how to read the information and how to analyze it. Otherwise we'll be super manipulated every day. And we are by the mass media, but like by all this information. So for me, this is a crucial. And then festival is became as a alternative education platform for Ukrainian photographers, but also for the public in general. So 7 years I could say we work in this direction, that we really like work on the providing knowledge, on the providing different workshops, different lectures, to bring these like international curators to Ukraine to really, really like we try to build and to provide this education absolutely for free for everybody in Ukraine. So like it's absolutely not commercial festival. So the idea was like really like to bring the knowledge. And nowadays, in this year, we switched the format, of course, but it's the same goal. We are still working to bring the knowledge, but in different direction, because now we are working, we are bringing the knowledge what's going on in Ukraine, but we are bringing this knowledge to Europe. And this is another way, but still, it's like crucial moment to give the information and to give the possibility really to analyze this information, not just like to believe to everything what's going on.
So talking about the attitude of, well, artists, I mean, they are to some extent activists in your country, right?
Yeah, but like actually I think that like it's not possible nowadays don't have the political statement or political position. It's just like it's not possible to be the artist and like not really like to have this position in the social political life. It's art and photography. It's our tool to tell the stories, but our tool also like to communicate and build the statements, like this statement, like for the audience. So in this case, like if even like to say that I am not following the politics, I am trying like to see, like to have the borders, it's already mean a lot. It already says a lot about the person, and it really says a lot about the artworks. And unfortunately, this passive position also could bring these radical changes as a war.
And how far?
Well, now we are super far. We are in the war now. And it's also like, I think it's because of... we were too soft and the Europe are too soft in the some positions and the some decisions. So this is like we already have our like result of this silence, I could say. Silence because like we have the war from 2014, 8 years of silence. So that's we are super far right now. Ukraine is destroying, the city is destroyed and it's like the thousands and thousands of people are dying because of the 8 years of silence. Not only like it's... not silent from Ukraine, but silent in general, silent by the other countries, like waiting that it will be solved somehow, softly, but it doesn't work like this. It's like it's important to have your position, it's important to talk about the position, it's important to fight for your position and to really be clear, like it's already, we are living in the time when this, all these manipulations, we have to understand that like it's never bring something good for us, like we have to be clear in our thoughts and in our future. And actually I think our future should be for us like all the same. We have to stop even like understanding what is the war. Like it should be just completely like go to the history and stay in the historical books. And if we're not doing nothing with this, then, well, the next generations will have the same problems.
Okay. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.